Welcome to Hypnobirthing for Partners, written and spoken by Diana Fisher. Please listen only when it is safe to relax completely.
By taking time for yourself to relax and to listen to this audio on a regular basis, you will learn how to bring yourself into a comfortable state of deep relaxation. Even if you fall asleep whilst listening, that's okay. Your subconscious part of your brain will still remember everything I say. Even though you will become deeply relaxed, you will still be able to become alert and awake at any point if you need to. So find yourself a comfortable place to sit or lie down, and make sure you won't be distracted for about 20 minutes. Listening regularly will help you manage your stress levels at home or at work, and will give you some techniques to help you mentally prepare for your baby's arrival. Hypnobirthing is about more than birth itself. It is about families and bringing connection into your relationship with your new baby and your partner as you prepare to welcome the next member of your family.
You not only have a hugely significant impact on your partner's pregnancy and birth, but also on the emotional development of your growing baby.
This track will also help you to feel better about yourself, improving your confidence, self-esteem, and help in other areas of your life. So let's begin by becoming aware of your body and the position that you're in. Whether you've chosen to sit or lie down, if you need to move around slightly or adjust your position, just get yourself really comfortable and just notice how you're physically feeling right now. Are you holding any tension in your face? You can notice that if your face is really relaxed, the rest of your body will begin to follow suit. So let's concentrate first on your eyes. If you feel ready, you can allow your eyelids to gently close. And with each gentle exhalation, you allow your face to begin to relax and soften. So many people hold tension in their jaw without even realizing. Focus on your jaw and allow it to drop ever so slightly, relaxing your mouth with your next out breath. Use every exhalation as an opportunity to let go a little bit more, as you feel your body becoming heavier and more relaxed. Imagine the tiny muscles of your forehead and scalp releasing as your whole face begins to soften. And your breathing will naturally begin to slow down. Be aware of the temperature of the air entering your nose. Air to travel down deep into your lungs as you take on a bit more and breathe further into your belly. See if you can make your breathing a little deeper as you slow it right down. An interesting thing happens inside your body when you deliberately slow down your breath. Your blood pressure lowers. Your heart rate lowers. You reduce the levels of stress hormones in the blood. Improve your immune system functioning. And following this, you may begin to notice an increase in your physical energy. by regularly taking time to breathe like this, deep into your belly. You are actually training your body's reaction to stressful situations. The stress response on the body can be likened to a car speeding out of control. When you are under stress, it's like you have your foot on the gas pedal flat to the floor. And when you take deep, deliberate, slow breaths, that is what is engaging your brake. So consciously take some slower, deep breaths. And enjoy the peaceful changes that occur in your body. Breathing slowly, filling up your belly, and make a decision to allow any worries, stress, or tension that you've been holding on to leave your body on the next exhale. Another few breaths like this. Inhale deeply and let go. And one more, allowing any stress to leave you now as you exhale. And breathing normally now at your own pace, as you allow yourself to drift deeper into this pleasant, relaxing state. Daydreaming about your unborn child, who is also blissfully relaxing on the soft, warm waters of the womb. You can connect with your little one just by thinking of them, mentally checking in and saying hello. So every time you connect with your little one by talking to them or touching your partner's belly and physically feeling them moving around, even just by intentionally thinking of them and daydreaming about your future together, you are developing your lifelong relationship. There is a place that you can drift to when you deeply relax like this. A beautiful sanctuary that your imagination can create just for you. A safe, special place in your mind where you can drift off to while I talk to your subconscious. Some people like to imagine a beautiful, pristine beach. For others, their imagination will take them to the mountains. It really doesn't matter where your mind takes you. Your subconscious will choose a place that is just perfect for you. Imagine yourself there now in this beautiful place. A place where you can be free to just be yourself and feel peaceful just being you. And in this place, you can contemplate yourself as the parent of this baby who will soon be coming to you, and just what it means to you to be a really good parent. Allow your mind to wander. How will you connect with your child? What do you want to show them as they grow? Where are the places you would like to visit and explore with them? Who are the people you would like to introduce them to? What are the values that are important to you that you want to teach them? And are you prepared to be open to the lessons they have to teach you? How will you guide them on this earth? What are some of the rituals that you will have in your family? Can you imagine creating family traditions? Holidays? And making memories with them? So much to look forward to. So many hopes and dreams for your child, all waiting to unfold.
Every day, becoming more and more confident in your ability to be the parent you want to become. You can surround yourself with other parents who you respect. It's good to develop a support system of parents, people to call upon should you need some help relating to your partner during this pregnancy or adjusting to changes after the baby comes.
You are a pillar of strength and support for your partner. You keep the channels of communication open between you and feel comfortable asking questions and keeping yourself informed of the birth process. By having an open dialogue with your partner, you can be clear on what your unique role will be on your baby's birthing day. Every day, becoming more and more calm and confident. You know how to put the brakes on if you feel your stress levels rising, simply by remembering your deliberate, slow, deep breaths, which change your whole body's chemistry. And this makes you an incredibly powerful influencer. Did you know that you can change the whole energy of a room just by slowing your breath down and lowering your heart rate? People respond to this positively as it puts them at ease. Young children are at ease when an adult is operating from this level of calm. You can influence people at work on a positive level simply by slowing your breath like this. You make decisions from a place of calm confidence. Women in labor are especially sensitive and receptive to the emotional state of the people around them. If she is surrounded by calm, her body will intuitively feel safe to birth.
Mothers will often praise their partners after the birth, claiming, "I couldn't have done it without them." And then when asked, "What did I do?" the response is often, "They just kept me calm."
This is your role in the birth. You create the calm, safe space and atmosphere for your baby to come into this world and join your family. You are naturally emotionally present and responsive to your partner's needs. You help her deal with the physical challenges and emotional ups and downs of pregnancy. The mother's stress can adversely affect the baby's development and the health of the pregnancy. So by keeping mom calm, you are doing a very loving act for her and your baby. You are the anchor, the rock. You are the protector. And you are very much a valuable part of this process. And this feeling of calm and well-being will stay with you after this audio has finished. Feeling better, both mentally and physically, and feeling more optimistic as you continue to develop a more positive outlook on your life. You will feel more composed, more centered, more at peace with yourself and those around you. And you will begin to develop an inner strength and calm, a self-belief that you can achieve anything you want to when you focus your mind. You are a powerful creator. You watch your thoughts carefully, deliberately focusing on the positive, and knowing that by taking excellent care of yourself, you are able to help others. Listening to this on a regular basis and encouraging your partner to also practice spending time in deep relaxation. It is soon time to end this relaxation session. If you would like to let yourself drift into sleep, allow yourself to do this. If you need to awaken, you will awaken refreshed and alert, as if waking from a restful, peaceful, pleasant sleep. So I will count you up slowly from 1 to 5, up to full waking consciousness. 1. 2, becoming more aware of your body and the position that you're in. 3, gently moving your fingers and toes and taking in a nice big breath to wake you up. 4, becoming more alert. And 5, eyes open, feeling alert and refreshed.